Good morning. We're continuing Chayodam, Klal Amadala, the Simon Beis. And so we talk about the mitzvah of the Raisa. Now, the Chayodam continues and he says, Atikna Beis Brachas, Lafanao, Ubeis Lachra, Chazal, or Musakein, in conjunction with the mitzvah of Kriyashma, two brachas as well beforehand, and two brachas afterwards. In the morning, the Chazal only Musakein one bracha afterwards. By night time, they're Musakein the bracha of Emes V'Emunah, and also the bracha of Hashkivenu. He will talk about the bracha Shem Lo'olam, which was added later on after the time of the Kodesh Chazal of the Gemara, was added in the time of the Ge'onim. He'll talk about that separately. Okay. So that's really all part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The mitzvah of Kriyashma is the Raisa, and the Chazar Masakin, Birchas Kriyashma in conjunction with Kriyashma. So that's really not part of the mitzvah of Tefillah's, the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei. That's really a separate tikkun, and that's why we actually say a Kaddish at the end of that. We mentioned before that a Chatzi Kaddish is used to divide between various sections of the Tefillah. So when we complete a section of Tefillah, we say a Chatzi Kaddish. So it makes sense that after we finish Birchas Kriyashma, we say a Chatzi Kaddish. Theoretically, that would be relevant to do by Shacharis as well, but by Shacharis, we're makbid not to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. You cannot be mafsik between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei, so it's not possible to say Kaddish over there. We're not makbid on that, but at nighttime, due to the fact that we know that even though the Bershom is going to bring the Gula, he has said that he will not bring the Gula Belaila. So it's not the primary time of Gula. And therefore, you're allowed to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. And therefore, the Chatzi Kaddish makes sense at that point in time. So the Chayyarim continues and he says, "V'gam tikdu tefillas arvis neged hakrovas evorim upedorim." So they were Mesak and Kriyash, we have Kriyashma of the Raisa, we have Birchas Kriyashma, which are part of Kriyashma, and then we have a separate mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tefillah. So Chazar Mesak and the Tefillahs, the Gemara has a Mechlokes, what was the foundation of this Takana that they made? Either because the Abbas each one davened a Tefillah, and we follow the three Abbas in that respect, or because each one corresponds to part of the Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's the more we pass like that second opinion. So Shacharis was Niskan, the Tefillah of Shacharis of Shemoneh Esrei was Niskan to be parallel to the Karban Tumin of the morning. Mincha was to be parallel to the Karban Tumin of the afternoon. And Marav was Niskan to be parallel to the Hakrava of the various parts of the animals which were put in the Mizbeach. And that was done throughout the night. So any karma which was brought by day, you needed to be zarek the dam from the korban on the mizbeach during the daytime, but the other parts of the animal, so by korban arlo, that is, they would remove the hide of the animal, the or, the skin, and everything else is cut up and part of the mizbeach. And then the Mishnah is talking about exactly how it was cut apart, depending on what type of animal it was, whether it was an arla from a sheep or a goat, or whether it was an arla from a cattle. Everything was cut up and put in the mizbeach. Other kibbonis, shlamim chatas oshem, part of the meat was eaten, either by the kohanim, by the chatas and oshem, it's only eaten by the kohanim, by a shlamim, or a toida, or a el nozer, and all these other, the Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, these all kibbonis which were eaten by the non-Kohanim. But parts of the meat were given to the Kohanim. The exception being Bechor was eaten by the Kohanim. But besides that, the Torah delineates there were certain parts of the animal which had to go on the Mizbeach, and those are referred to in Lashon of Chazal is the Emurim, because the Torah was Oymer, the Torah said what to place in the Mizbeach, so these are the things that the Torah mentioned, so they're called Emurim. So the Korbanos of the Talmud were Korban Oilus, so everything goes on the Mizbeach, so he says your Makar of the Evorim and the Pedorim, which all of the parts of the animal, that's the Evorim, and the Pedorim were the various sections of fat, etc., which were the internal intestines internal organs, some of them were not placed on the Mizbeach, but the Pidorim were. So that is Tfilas Arvis. That can be done throughout the night. Fine. Uzman Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, Mishas Yisiyas Shlosha Kachavim Beinani. So the Chayyadim now discusses at what time is the proper time, appropriate time to daven Ma'ariv. Now really, there's really two different questions over here. What time is the appropriate time to daven Tfilas Shmonesay Ma'ariv? What time is the appropriate time to daven Kriya Shema, and therefore Birchas Kriya Shema as well, which are said to be said in conjunction with Kriya Shema. So really it's two separate conversations. We said before that the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, in regards to Ma'ariv, when the Zman for Ma'ariv is, the Zman for Ma'ariv, according to Behuda, starts from Plag HaMencha. The Chayyadim is saying that even though that's true, that the Zman of Ma'ariv starts from Plag HaMencha, the Zman for Kriya Shema is not till nighttime. And he defines that as well. We'll talk about that more in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.